My name is Kekobad Marker, and this is the podcast for my Intro to Digital Studies class. In this podcast, I'll be talking about how our current relationships with media and the digital landscape has changed, both in a bit of a positive and a negative way, for the most part. I'll be placing a particular focus on copyright law and how it has slightly changed and evolved, as well as some more recent examples to show, as it is a very influential and important part of the current digital landscape. The common goal of every corporation is to make as much money as possible, and these social media and other digital device companies, that is again exactly their aim. And seeing how they reinforce these copyright laws, which usually work to great benefit of them and to the detriment of maybe other smaller companies, or even the individual user is also affected negatively by these laws. As stated by DeFonte and Orbitson, these copyright laws are very important to the corporations, as it ensures market control and allows for their influence to be ever present in the system. An important example of the ways that companies have used copyright law is the Mickey Mouse case in 1998, in which Disney had the copyright period extended to 95 years simply because they were about to lose the rights to Mickey Mouse. And this was seen as very negative for the overall atmosphere of these intellectual property rights, as it showed that if a company had enough influence and power, they could simply use that to further their own goals to the detriment of everyone else. A recent example is quite interesting to look at, in which a piece of code or a system was essentially copyrighted. And this was done by Warner Brothers in 2021, when for the video game Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor, they had something called the Nemesis system in the game, which Warner Brothers placed a copyright on, which extended until 2035, which made it to where no other game that wasn't made by Warner Brothers Studios could use that system. And this was once again seen as quite negative, as it discouraged creativity. And it once again proves that if there's enough money and enough influence present, then these companies can use their control to essentially profit off of whatever they want to profit off. And the message that I'm trying to give with these examples is that in today's digital landscape, with these companies being the example, all of this creativity that's present is not seen as a sort of goal or achievement. It's seen as something that should be further profited off of or further used for financial gain. The fact that there are all of these restrictions and all of these things in place, but people still go out and put the things that they are proud of out there, just shows how, despite the current landscape, people are still being creative and being good in the current digital age, which is always great to see.